This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another great edition of Piercing Darkness. This is our last Piercing Darkness broadcast for 2019. And we're getting ready to have 2020. 2020, the year of perfect vision. Oh, God. God is amazing. What a great, great year we've had so far. We're going to recap some of that. We started last year off with a revival. We had crusades at Port St. Lucie and Vero Beach in Georgia and South Carolina. We did different events around the United States. Apostle Solly traveled to Bahamas, North Carolina, to Canada, different places ministering the gospel in 2019. Many people got delivered, set free, and healed. We did many outreaches in our ministry, basketball program, feeding the hungry, and just doing great things for Jesus, winning souls to Christ. And of course, we had our big crusade that was in the Palm Beach County Convention Center back in September a few months ago. The people came from Washington, from Canada, different parts of the United States, and different parts of the world to come and experience the power of God. And many, many souls got saved. A lot of people got saved at that event, the power of God and salvation. That's what we do, lift up Jesus for. That's what we're doing in this region and beyond, and traveling and ministering and doing crusades. So thank you for all your listeners. Thank you for all of you. Thank you for all your partners, and thank you all your friends for your great, great support. Your prayers, number one, your listenership, and also those that sowed sacrificial donations to help us continue to be on air and to continue to crusade and reach people for Jesus. We are a nonprofit. Power of Energy Ministries is federal and state nonprofit in the state of Florida, and your donation is tax deductible. So thank you. If you want to sow the end of the year tax deductible gift today, I know there's only a few days left in the year. You can do that by going to powerevangelism.net. Again, that's powerevangelism, one word, .net, and you can click on the donation button on the little tab there and donate whatever God puts in your heart. Or if you want to call 561-337-9259, they can take your donation over the phone and send you a receipt. Or you can write to us at Power Evangelist Ministries, P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. Power Evangelist Ministries, that's P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. Don't forget, we have some exciting news coming up. We have an awesome prophetic Holy Ghost crossover service December the 31st. That's going to be on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. The doors open. We'll go all the way till midnight. We're going to count down 10, 9, 8, 6, 5, 4, 1, and then a crossover from 2019 to 2020. The man of God, Apostle Solly, is going to come on shortly, has a prophetic word that God's placed in his heart to give the believers for 2020. And I believe this, God's going to have an amazing time. Crazy things are going to happen in 2020. Exciting. And don't forget also, we have our Holy Ghost New Year Revival coming up January 2nd through the 5th. So if you can't make it to December 31st service, we also have January 2nd through the 5th. So each service is going to be in Delray Beach at the DAF Auditorium. Again, that's the DAF Auditorium, 400 South Swinton Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida. It is free parking and it's free to attend, no money. Just bring your friends and bring your family, come and attend. And come hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Come worship Jesus prophetically and come and just soak in God's presence. If you have an unsaved loved one, bring them. Or you just want to come and soak and hear what the God is saying and hear your own time word. Be encouraged for 2020. What better way to start off your new year than spend it with Jesus? That's how we should all start our new year off, is spending time in the presence of God so we can be prepared for what God has for us in 2020. So, more information, go to powerevangelism.net. Right on the events page there, you can find out about the Holy Ghost Awakening Revival with Apostle Solly, January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's each night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then that Tuesday, the 31st, we'll be doing a prophetic crossover service at night. So, five services in only 6 days. So, come out and expect God to do mighty things. Tuesday is the crossover prophetic service from 2019 to 2020. And then you have a day to rest on the 1st and recuperate. And then the 2nd through the 5th, each night at 7:30 p.m. 7:30 p.m. each night. The revival starts right on time. So come and expecting God to move for his glory. It's all free to attend. I want to thank you again for being a partner, being a friend, for all your prayers, all your support in 2019. As we prepare for 2020, it's going to be a great year of prosperity, a great year of vision, and what God is doing, casting the vision and letting people run with the vision. Can't wait to hear what the man of God is going to say for 2020 and what the Spirit of God is going to do for all of us. So encourage you to support. If you want to give a last in-the-year donation, you say, well, I want to get a tax write-off. I just want to bless the ministry. I just want to be a support to Power Evangelism. They're helping the South Florida Treasure Coast. They're helping the United States. They're helping around the world, doing great missions in different countries and doing great things for Jesus. You can do that. Just pick up that phone and call 561-337-9259. Go to our website. It's powerevangelism.net. You can donate. You can even go to follow Apostle on Facebook, Apostle Ronald Solly. He's on Twitter, too, JC for Jesus Christ is Holy. You can find that. Also, Instagram, harvesting_souls. Type in his name. You can find him there. And also on the Periscope app, we have that as well. It's a video app. You can see some of the services and some of the devotionals and things the Apostle does from his desk to you, and encourage you in your faith as you walk with Jesus. And we all need to encourage him as we walk with the Lord in our faith. And I want to encourage you also that the Lord loves you. And if you want to partner in the ministry, you can do it for $1 a day or whatever the Holy Spirit puts in your heart to partner with us. We do have partners that we send them out stuff in the mail. We just mail a lot of partners. They just a Christmas card of thank you to a lot of them. New Year's card they're going to get in the mail. So if you want to partner with us and be a part of that, what we do for partners, and just we appreciate all of you. You can do that. If you just want to give one time, you can do that as well. Again, thank you so much for helping us continue to take the gospel of Jesus Christ, the uncompromising truth of the power of God, and winning souls to Christ throughout South Florida, throughout the United States, and around the world, winning souls to Christ, preaching the uncompromising truth that Jesus Christ saves, that Jesus Christ heals, and Jesus Christ delivers by the Holy Spirit and the power of God. And I want to thank you again for being a friend, a partner, and a listener. We're going to go back to the studio with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, and there in the studio with Karen and Apostle Solly's there live. So enjoy the rest of this broadcast. It's from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. every Saturday right here on the WCN 89.9 FM in the Treasure Coast in South Florida. Thanks for being a friend, a partner, and listener, and thank you for all the great memories in 2019 as we prepare for a great 2020. Enjoy the rest of this broadcast in the studio live with Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless you.
Tentacles or connections. You can't see it in the natural. You see the effects of its battle against you in the natural. But in the spiritual realm, where you are not, where you don't go, where you don't stay, these powers are constantly attacking you. But the way you can win in these spiritual battles is by revelation knowledge. When God gives you a word of knowledge, a word of revelation, to show you the conflict that is going on. And that's how you can win. Now, everybody say, the glory is here. Say it again. One more time. So because the glory is here, the sick are going to be healed. Because the glory is here, the oppressed are going to be set free. Bible says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and his glory is risen upon thee. So we're not here to witness man. We're here to witness God. We're not here to witness the work of a man, but we're here to witness the work of God. It says in verse 2, listen to this. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. So people are covered in darkness. God showed me that before, where I could see this theater, and there was a congregation, and there were people all over, but only a few of them had light. The rest were all in darkness. So the devil is not impressed about churchgoers. What scares the devil is when the glory of God is upon them. Listen to this. The devil is not intimidated by songs people sing without the glory.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you for joining us on this powerful broadcast today. We're doing the last broadcast for 2019, which has been a great year. And we're getting ready for 2020, which is around the corner. To all of you that can hear the sound of my voice, this is the last Saturday of 2019. Thank God you're alive. Thank God you're healthy. Thank God you got, you're breathing and giving praise. 561-337-9018 is the number you can call for prayer. As 561-337-9018. We give God glory for what he's doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible with God when you believe. So we're opening up the lines for prayer. And you can submit your prayer request, and we're going to believe God for you to be blessed. We also have a website. It's www.powerevangelism.net. You can go to our website at any time to submit your prayer request. You can go to our website to stay connected with what God is doing. Jesus is the same yesterday and forever. On our website, you can also submit your prayer request. You can also get our products and see our upcoming events and see how you can partner with our ministry and pushing forward with the vision of winning souls for Christ. 2020, we're going to see more souls saved, more lives changed, more lives transformed, all for the glory of God. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. You know, I bless the Lord, and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. When you praise the Lord and you bless him, he will be glorified. When you bless him with all your heart, God has to be glorified in 2020. Look forward to that and see what God is going to do for you. So we're opening up the lines, and also our website has access to submit your prayer request and several things. So go ahead and submit your prayer request, and we want to start with you and believe God for 2020 to be a great year. You know, you have every reason to thank God for what he has done for you in this year, and no reason to complain, but give him praise. So 561-337-9018. The best is yet to come. Jesus, Lord, I'll be back after this message. 561-337-9018. We give God glory, and we praise him. We bless him. We magnify him. You're going to hear testimonies. You're going to hear praise reports. And also you're going to hear a powerful message, prophetic release message that God has to bless you with. No, Jesus is Lord. Nothing is impossible with him. Hallelujah. Now, we do have a revival that is starting on the 2nd of January through the 5th. It's going to be at the DF campus in Dera Beach. DF campus in Dera Beach, 400 South Swinton Avenue. 400 South Swinton Avenue. DF Campus in Dera Beach, 400 South Swinton Avenue. You're all invited. I look forward to see you. God is going to be glorified in this special event. So bring your family, bring your friends, and they're going to be blessed. The revival starts on the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. We're going to be there at the DF campus in Dera Beach. You're all invited. It's amazing. I'm excited about what God is doing. Jesus is Lord. 400 South. I mean, also come join us for the crossover night. As we cross over to 2020, that's going to be an amazing service. You're all invited. You're going to be blessed. On the 31st, which is Tuesday, we want to invite all of you to come join us in the special crossover night service. Which we're doing, mighty things are going to happen. Incredible move of the Holy Spirit will be released in that special event. So we invite all of you to come and enjoy the move of God. I'm excited about what God is going to be doing in this special event. I'm believing God that many souls will be saved when we gather together on the on crossover night. Many souls will be saved and connected to the Lord through the special service, which is going to be taking place on Tuesday. So directions, take I-95 and get off the exit Atlantic Boulevard, and go east. I believe that's exit 57, yes. Go east to Swinton Avenue, and you won't miss it when you go south on Swinton. So we look forward to see you there. You'll be blessed. I'm excited about what God is doing. 561-337-9018. For more information, you can call that number. And the Lord is going to be glorified in this special event. You know, in the last days, we're seeing a lot of things happening that are shocking and also unpleasant. As the year rolls up into the corner, when you cross into the new year, you need to enter the year in the glory of God's presence, empowered by His Spirit, knowing that God is who He says He is, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, putting Him first in everything you do, knowing that He wants to be the center of attention, not your problem. So He wants to be the one that you talk about, not your problem. He wants to be the one that you glorify, not your circumstance, not your situation, but Him. So when it comes to Him, He has to be put first. When you place Him first, He will take the leading role. And that's what makes the difference. So we're excited about what God's going to be doing in this special event. 561-337-918. You don't want to miss it.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Holy Ghost New Year's Prophetic Crossover Night, December the 31st, with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
And if the devil says, where is the proof? You take out the scripture. You say, He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon Him, and by His stripes I was healed.
Hear an old-time word as we cross over and celebrate all things God did in 2000.
I want to see transformation coming upon the people of God. That giant that has been trying to torment you, torment your children, torment your finances, torment your family, is going to be put to flight.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss this awesome service in Delray Beach, December the 31st.
Don't miss this special event. December 31st is going to be an amazing service, and God's going to be glorified. We look forward to see you. For more information, you can call 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. It's going to be exciting. The Lord is going to be glorified in Jesus' name. The best is yet to come. If you've never been to our special crossover night, you need to come to this one. It's going to be so unique because the prophetic is intense. The atmosphere is charged with God's glory, and incredible things happen. You know, we come to you on this station every week, bring to you the power of God, and also sharing the gospel, because you have to walk in that atmosphere of the miraculous. And I'm doing a crusade in Port St. Lucie in February. So for those of you in the area, don't miss that crusade coming up in February. God's going to be glorified in that crusade also. Jesus is Lord, and the best is yet to come. 561-337-9018. We are preaching the gospel, for the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. We got to preach the gospel. We got to demonstrate the life-changing power of God through the gospel. And when the gospel is preached, souls will be saved. 561-337-9018. Call for me about this special service that's taking place on the 31st of December, which is Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Be there. Doors open earlier than that. Come and get a good seat, and you don't want to miss the greatest service.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Holy Ghost New Year's Prophetic Crossover Night, December the 31st, with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
And if the devil says, where is the proof? You take out the scripture. You say, He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon Him, and by His stripes I was healed.
one-time word as we cross over and celebrate all things God did in 2000.
I want to see transformation coming upon the people of God. That giant that has been trying to torment your children, torment your finances, torment your family, is going to be put to flee.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss this awesome service in Delray Beach, December the 31st.
Let's turn to the Bible and enjoy the Word of God. What a time to be alive today. God has done many things in 2019 for you. Being thankful to Him is a wise thing to do. All the battles that you've faced, and all the victories that God has wrought, they show that He's a faithful God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people shall call by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So it's good to be alive today in this land and love Jesus and lift Him up and proclaim Him as Lord. Loving Jesus is second to none. Loving Jesus is the best thing that you can ever do in life. You shall love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. So when you love Jesus, you're open to being blessed. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray. It's an invitation to connecting with God. He's a faithful God. He's a loving God. And pray, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So, the healing power of God and delivering power of God is released through His word. Is released through faith. Is released through intimacy. Getting to the place of intimacy with the Lord is a great opportunity to mature and to draw your heart closer to Him. For the Lord loves you, and His amazing love is second to none. For God so loved the world to give His only Son, Jesus, that whoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have a good life, eternal life. So, if you don't know Christ, you have opportunity to get to know Christ today as Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ. I give God praise for this moment. I give God praise for this hour. As you cross into the new decade, do it in style. So we're going to list down things that will cause a change in your life and a shift to the right direction of blessings and prosperity, but also an intimate relationship with the Lord. Being closely connected with the Lord in this day and hour and time. Life is a gift that God has given you. Life is a gift. Life is a blessing. Life is to be received with appreciation. So why would God give you a gift of life if he had no plan to bless you? Life is a gift. We've seen many people touched, delivered, and healed in 2019, excuse me. We expect God to do more in 2020. God has done many incredible things in this year that we can count on. There's a lot of things that God has done. So seeking God is practical. Seeking God is a practical thing that we do. In Psalm 119, the Bible says, Psalm 119, verse 55. And remember thy name in the night, O Lord, and keep thy law. This blessing has fallen to me. That I have kept thy precepts. The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep thy words and entreat thy favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to thy promise. When I think of thy ways, I turn my foot to thy testimonies. When I think of thy ways, I turn my feet to thy testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep thy commandments. Isn't that amazing? To encourage you, develop a relationship with God and seek God intimately. Because you will find him when you seek him with all your heart. He's an awesome God. He's an amazing God. He's a loving God. He's patient. He's kind. A generation that seeks God will live excellence, a people that seek God. You see, today's culture and today's people are in this day and age are too selfish. They want to think about themselves. But you have to be practical. As for me in my house, your family is your responsibility. God has given you a family. You have responsibility to raise them up in a godly way. Don't give up on them. Pray for them. So, first of all, it begins with you personally. You take that territory. Your heart belongs to God. Then it continues to the areas of your influence, how you represent God. So God has been good to you. He's kept you alive. He's given you breath. There's a lot of people that have died in this year, but God has kept you alive. You're going to see the new decade. It's not to be taken lightly. But to be thankful to God, for he has shown you mercy. He has spared you from judgment. He's a merciful God. Verse 58, I entreat thy favor with all my heart. Psalm 119, verse 58, I entreat thy favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to thy promise. When I think of thy ways, I turn my feet to thy testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep thy commandments. the significance of running to God and being quick to accept his footsteps and direction draws you to a place of deliverance. Now you have to understand that there's a lot of traps out there in the spiritual realm. As we study the scripture, we see that God wants to deliver us from all those bondages. In verse 59, and when I think of thy ways, I turn my feet to thy testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep thy commandments. Delayed obedience is disobedience. So get your house in order. Close the door. If you're living with a man and you're not married to them, get married. If you're living with a woman and you're not married, get married. If you are, you have open doors, you got to close them. Ask God to help you to do though. Several things you need to put in yourself in, to put in place, not to delay. So the enemy likes to walk through loopholes. But you see, things are going to be moving fast in 2020. 2020 is a year of decisions. America going to be deciding on who should be president. Major decisions going to be made. You're going to have to make decisions about property. You got to make decisions about things you plan to do with your life. So, I hasten and do not delay to keep thy commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget thy law. At midnight I arise to pray thee because of thy righteous ordinances. Verse 61, though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget thy law. At midnight I rise to pray thee because of thy righteous ordinances. I keep companion of all who fear thee, of those who keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy steadfast love. Teach me thy statutes. The Lord is romantic. The Lord is a lover. He wants you to go after him. He wants you to pursue him with all your heart. That's a decision you have to make. Go deeper in God. Stop staying in the shallow waters. Go to the deep end. Take the risk. Make some major decisions. Don't let the fleshy compassion lure you away from God's presence. It's going to require you to go deep. Deep, deep, deep in his presence. Deep in his glory. Deep in his presence. Deep in his glory. So that step you're taking, bring you to a place of breakthrough. ...2020 countdown. What will God do for you when you seek him? What's God going to do through you when you pour out your heart to him? Undivided attention. When you give him all your heart, what is he going to do for you? What's his intention? So, the significance of spending time with God in his presence. You're drawn closer to him in the place of his intimacy. God's going to reward you effectively. You see, God doesn't forsake the righteous. So when you study the righteous, it's the complete work of the Holy Spirit through Jesus. So Jesus did the work on the cross. And the Spirit of God brings the revelation of who Christ is, which introduces you to a place of authority, revelation. The amount of revelation you have about Jesus determines how much authority you have in Christ. The more you know, the more authority you have. So when you give your heart to God and devote time to Him, He's going to help you accomplish major tasks in your life. And also, He's going to help you get these breakthroughs aligned up for you to walk in them. The kingdom of God is more than food and drink. Jesus is not a baby like they portray on Christmas Day. Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. So we can look at Him as Savior on mankind, the King of glory, the Alpha and the Omega, the El Shaddai, the soon coming King, when He's coming back to take His church to the place of dominion, next level. So there are different dimensions and different levels the Lord brings you to as you seek Him and you make time for Him. So I want to deal with that today. And I want to show you from the scripture what happens to those that seek God and how they're rewarded in their pursuit for God. How does God reward you when you spend time with Him, when you seek Him, when you love Him? It works dynamically in your perception, your level of revelation, the rulership of Christ. So we understand that when Jesus returns and takes the church, there's going to be a dispensation of turmoil that will take place here on earth. And after that, we understand what's going to happen when the millennial reign starts. Now, as we go deeper in this, we understand that dysfunction begins right now. The Lord is shifting the influence of the church to the government level. Now, I'm giving some little bit of picks on this prophetic release for 2020. The word, I'll be releasing a word on Tuesday. We're going to stream it live. But I'm going to just give you a little bit of some things that God has been really laying on my heart. So, but I mean, the church is being drawn to a place of function and also the place of government. The church is not going to be despised anymore when it comes to government. The church is going to be respected when it comes to government. And that's very, very important for you to understand. The body of Christ. The body of Christ has to be in that place of influence. Because for a long time, Christians or Christianity has been considered as something that is not really of significance. But we understand that now, when the president of the United States, I just found is going to be having a evangelicals for Trump event in Miami at one of the church buildings, that really shows you that the voice of the believer counts. So now believers have to be very careful not to be not to take lightly the abilities to influence policy. That's very important for you to understand. It's the way the shift is coming. And that's why the Antichrist spirit has been trying to work against the body of Christ to bring in the preachers that don't teach the practical truth. They just give you passive information. And we're not supposed to say, okay, the best question should be, what must I do to be saved? Confess your sin, invite Jesus into your heart to be saved. It should not be, what can I do that now I am saved so I can continue to be saved? No. If you follow Christ, everything that you do in faith is going to bring glory to Him. Because now the Spirit of God is leading you. God doesn't lead you to destruction. That's why we need the Holy Spirit in our walk with God. Now here comes the problem. And the cords of the wicked. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget thy law at midnight. That's verse 61. What are the cords of the wicked? Bad dreams, deception, intimidation. There's a lot of believers that are afraid to speak. A lot of preachers are afraid to tell the congregation the truth about what the Bible teaches when it comes to things like, you know, righteousness, holiness, love, forgiveness, prophetic mindset. How does God see America? What are things that could delay the blessing of God resting on this nation? What can be done to influence our schools, to influence all these areas, learning institutions? Why is it that now the spirit of Antichrist is so much rampant in the university, in colleges? Why are most of the professors Antichrist? You know, why are they rejecting the gospel being preached in schools, prayer? Things like that. It shows you that the enemy is targeting the young people, targeting the learning institution to keep God out. And it's not a will of God. So now the Lord is now going to shift things in this coming decade where the believers are going to have more voice. And when people come up and they do stuff that is really, you know, I mean, one Catholic priest stood up to one of the Democratic candidates and refused to give him communion because of his stand on abortion. That priest was really bold, because you should not give communion to somebody who's killing babies. I don't think you should give them communion because they're killing babies. But I mean, that's something that really drew a lot of persecution. So we understand what happens when you stand for the truth and several things that go on. But it's going to shift. You're going to notice that in the coming decade, that a lot of politicians are going to be careful what they say because they want to get the evangelical vote. But it's not just an evangelical vote. It's going to be known as the believer's vote, because now the awakening is going to shift people to really fear God and to see the shift in morals being respected. It's the way people that are so much into this perverted, wicked mindset will not be able to really win in areas where people fear God, because the fear of God must return. And God's going to allow some shakings for that to happen. I had to say that in the mildest way for you not to really take it out of context and understand that God wants to move in America. But for God to move in America, some things have to happen. And what I mean by that is that the church has to rise to the place of confrontation. We're not going to be, the believers can no longer be afraid to confront wickedness, you know, to speak the mind of God. Look at Jesus Christ when he was on earth. He was bold. He called it as it is. He did not go around and procrastinate on it. He called it as it is. So, it says, I do not forget thy law, verse 62, Psalm 119, verse 62. At midnight I arise to pray thee because of thy righteousness, that thy righteous ordinances, I am a companion of all who fear thee, of those who keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy steadfast love. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast, verse 65, thou hast dealt well with thy servant, all according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in thy commandments. So it's the teaching of wise judgment, good judgment, making good decisions, to implement these decisions you make, to walk in the blessing, to walk in a structure, in an alignment with God's kingdom. That's what the Lord wants to do, to bring our teachers into these daycares, into schools. They're going to teach people the morals, respect, honor, dependency on the Holy Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God, bringing back integrity within the learning institution, you know, and removing all that stigma that has come upon the learning institution and causing people not to really walk in respect and the fear of God. And we see that on the rise today in the nation, that there's a lot of teachers that are so perverted in the teaching of kids. So the Lord is going to raise up teachers that are going to have a testimony and respect, and those are the ones that will be able to carry that authority and influence. And then the kids are going to turn to them for advice, so they'll be able to make good decisions. So the Lord is moving, and because God is moving in this time, be bold as a believer. Now, if you're a non-believer, an open invitation has been made for you to come to Jesus. You can come to Jesus right now and give him your heart and be born again. But the voice of the believer will no longer be despised. Starting from the next decade, it will be respected. The voice of the believer will be respected. Very important for you to understand. The church will not be in a corner and treated as some, you know, weak-minded people, just like the former governor of Minnesota said Christians are weak-minded people. It's going to be shift now, because God's raising up some righteous believers, illuminate of those that will be bold in standing for the truth. Now let's talk about the alignment. What do I mean by the alignment? Now, if you look at verse 63, I am a companion of all who fear thee, of those who keep thy precepts. The earth is full of thy steadfast love, and teach me thy statutes. What would God say in his word? That the earth shall be filled with his glory. So we tend to fear sometimes when we see the warlocks, the witches, and the perverted people, and all these Hollywood celebrities coming up with all these high level influence and all the money they flush around. But God has a way of getting his word to come to pass. So you're going to see more celebrities in Hollywood give their life to Jesus. Some of them are going to weep in the night because God's going to convict them. And you don't know what God is capable of doing. But God's going to save different kinds of people, because the Spirit of God is never going to be limited. He can penetrate through any wall. So I really had to say that. I mean, you know, you're going to see some people that are, you never thought could ever give their life to Jesus. God ain't going to stop only on Kanye West. He's going to do more than Kanye West, because the earth shall be filled with his glory, and God is going to do it. So align yourself, understand what is spiritual authority, understand who is the good companion, like the alignment and the connection. God's going to connect with the people that have the mindset of the kingdom, that are not focused on themselves, but they're focused on God. Because you see what happens, most people when they go to church today, they just go to get a high. Like, you know, if you drive through and if you go to a restaurant and you're hungry, you get some meal and then you feel good, you go. So a lot of people, they don't come after God. They just come after something to pacify them, to make them feel better about themselves. And then you find that some of the ministers are so afraid to really give people the challenge. Hey, you can give your heart to God. You can make more time for the King. You can draw closer to him, because God will not entrust his glory with people that are gonna abuse it. God will not entrust his glory with people that are gonna abuse it. So that's why the significance of paying the price in spending time with God is to develop the character, the tenacity to value his glory, so you can walk in his glory. So when you carry the glory, you are not easily enticed, because the glory draws persecution, also draws temptation. So when you're operating in the favor of God, you'll be able to give glory to God. I mean, the quarterback for the Ravens, a very good team in football, he says he gives God glory for the success he has in his career, you know. And the other day, I was watching a video on YouTube, and I saw Stephen Curry in a choir, singing a choir with the Kanye West choir. And I was shocked. I said, wow, it's amazing. So the Lord is going to really do more work. Like I said, you're going to see this. More people that are really famous, they're going to give their life to Jesus. And also, you're going to hear more uniqueness in the way God is moving, the acceleration. So don't miss the word I'm going to be releasing during the New Year's Eve service for 2020. But I give you some tips here, as some, you know, taste of things that God is planning to do in the new decade for you to really spend time with him and just love him. God's looking for that connection, because his eyes move to and fro. He's looking for people that are committed to him, that he may show himself strong on their behalf. And that's what God's going to do in the new decade. So let it be your desire to trust him and to walk in his ways. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Let your faith be totally in him. Don't have faith in faith, but have faith in God. You know, draw to that level of having the faith that is in God, that God walks through, because God walks in mysterious ways. So, alignment, who's in your inner circle? Who is around you? Are they, what kind of vibe do they bring? Is there negativity? You should confront it right away, because faith does not compromise. True faith in God does not compromise. Because when you have faith in God, you're able to step into the realm of risk and being misunderstood. But God rewards faith. He comes through on time. God is an on-time God. He will come through on time. He will never be late. He will never be late, ever, ever be late. God always comes on time. So because God is never late, the testimony is practical. So let's look at what it says here in verse 54, Psalm 119. It says here in verse 19, thy statutes, excuse me, Psalm 119, verse 54, thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember thy name in the night, O Lord, and keep thy law. This blessing has fallen to me, and I have kept thy precepts. So, in the night, in the day, at all times, I have kept thy precepts. This is a call that God is calling you to a place of accountability. Powerful. Powerful. Key, powerful key to winning these battles you face is to stay aligned in that place. I remember thy name in the night, O Lord, verse 55, and keep thy law. This blessing has fallen on me that I have kept thy precepts. So there is more that God wants to do than just giving you a good job, a good car, a husband, a wife, money in your pocket. He wants you to honor him, to love him, to stay in fellowship with him, to stay in a place of affectionate love, passion, and zeal with him. So today's broadcast is directed to preparing you for the new decade. I want to make an altar call for those of you that don't know Jesus in your heart, because you can go to enjoy these benefits too. Simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. Today, I am born again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, if you have accepted Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Begin to read your Bible, begin to pray, begin to grow spiritually and draw closer to God, that he may bring you closer to himself and show you his plan for your life in Jesus' mighty name. Is the God good? Because God's so good. And this must endure forever. We are expecting the mighty move of God to happen today within our generation, within this life, within this time, this dispensation. But I have faith that the earth shall be filled with his glory. And we're going to hear major moves of God happening. Wouldn't it be amazing to see an increase in the measure of decision makers that are giving life to Jesus in our services? Think about how many kids are caught up in opioid drug addiction, dying from drug overdose. Thousands upon thousands on prescription addiction. Violence in Chicago, all that. The law can cause things to shift, but who can he entrust with that glory, with that major harvest? And that's what God is doing now, is raising up a people for himself. People that will not merchandise the gospel, turn into a storytelling or big corporation. No, it's kingdom. Can he entrust you with that role? Because God's not starting another denomination. No. No more denominations. This has to do with total transformation. Rallying people for the return of Jesus. Because there's no time to waste. No time to waste. So there'll be order. There'll be accountability. But there's also going to be an increase in these fires spreading. So that is where it is now. So the Lord wants to get glory, and he deserves all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. So I want to thank you really for joining me on this broadcast. And I want to encourage you to go to our website if you want us to pray for you. And we're going to start with you in prayer. I do definitely encourage you to go to our website. We'll take your prayer requests. I'm going to pray for them even during our crossover night. And those of you who want to attend, the information is on our website. We'll definitely make it available for you when you go to our website. Or you can call us on 561-337-9018. Now, some of you say, well, this is 2019. What can I do to be part of what God is doing in 2020? One of the ways you can do that with our ministry is to send a seed. You can send it on our website, or you can mail it to us. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 221-661. West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. You could mail your prayer request too on our address. Let me give it one more time slowly. P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. And that'll be a blessing to the work of God to continue strong. Guess what? Prayer is free. Miracles are free. You don't pay for it. But when you give, you're being a blessing. Give to be a blessing. You don't buy a miracle, it's free. Just give to be a blessing to the work of God, and stand with us as we reach more souls. We want to see more souls saved in 2020. I'm believing God for all those people that have not had the gospel to hear the gospel as we preach this gospel and see the promises of God fulfilled. We're going to see major miracles, signs and wonders. So I look forward to see you at the awakening, the New Year Awakening Revival. 2020 starts on the 2nd of January through the 5th. We're going to meet every night for 4 days, for 4 nights consistently. So make plans to attend. Go to our website for more information about it, 561-337-9018, and come redig the wells and see what God will be doing in that place. And our website is powerevangelism.net. We can also write to us on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422, or you can call 561-337-9018. And I'll be back again next Saturday with an exciting programming on this broadcast station. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being a partner and a friend. May the good Lord bless you, bless your family, and let this be a great turnaround for 2020. In Jesus' mighty name, bye.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week.